let's see, think of the heads like this. It actually goes around the back of your head. Nothing goes over the top of your head, so I don't know why I have this strap here. These both kind of go around the back and these go over your ears. A little bit further forward.
Forward.
Yeah, so that like that, these sit on top of your ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that?
You okay?
Just and just be bent down. That's good.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
Oops.
Right, so start of the first meeting. Right, so agenda of the first meeting. Where we have 25 minutes for this meeting. We have to get acquainted. So does anyone want to say who they are? Yeah. Senior sensible?
I'm Robin, I'm the marketing manager.
I'm Louisa, I'm the user interface designer.
I'm Nick, I'm the industrial designer.
And I'm Alistair, I'm the project leader. Alright, okay, so tool training. Project plan. So does anyone have any thoughts as to the tool training that is required?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by tool training.
Neither am I.
So just go forward with the slides. This is just an overview of the slides. So
oh, I see. So we should really be...
Right. So you'll talk a little bit about the project and you go on to the next slide and then that'll tell you some more information.
Okay, so we have a project aim, which is to basically to come up with a new remote control device. We have Starling Base was the original, which has been in existence now for a period of time. And our idea is to make the new remote control device more user friendly than the previous one, and to be trendier, to be with it, and therefore to get a bigger market share, a bigger audience. So, method of doing this is split up, as you can see, into the functional design, the conceptual design, and the detailed design. So, in each of these phases, we'll basically be handing over to yourselves the designers of this this device, and having meetings so that we can, during the course of the day, come up with better implementation than we had before, and therefore have a successful conclusion to the day. And you'll be doing various designs throughout the day to meet this end. So we've got tool training. Try out whiteboard. So we're going right, so basically everyone's to supposedly draw their favourite animal over on the whiteboard over there. I guess this is make sure the whiteboard works. So, I don't know who wishes to go first. Who wishes to go first? Have a first bash at whatever.
I never got
problems today. But now you're moving out from the microphone and the camera. I'll
take it out. Right now, do you think?
I would guess so.
You've lost the.
technical problems, I mean, you designers are meant to come up with things, so.
And this would be because they're very independent, they're very intelligent, compared to dogs maybe, and they can be very, very affectionate. Some people don't think so, but I'm a very affectionate cat. And they're going to battle themselves.
Fine. Next.
Yeah.
Sure, they have actually.
Well, I don't see if there's any need to, there's plenty of space. I mean, whatever.
I'm a home and after.
Exactly.
I'll see if I can get a cost out this time, really.
So we've been more time to prepare on this side, so we've all stuck our bits and pieces in our pockets.
Didn't think of that.
Yeah, marks for artistic impression. So you're just doing the face.
Cartoon characters made the bat to the bat, had a jungle characters and stuff like that. Right. But, I'm gonna go for the dog. I'm gonna draw on that thing as well. Also good for exercise as well, so they get out and they sort of never get tired. And when they're tired they're quite cute as well. So. Anyway, not to worry. So what my daughters have got at the moment is they've got a few fish, and so hopefully won't prove too difficult to draw. As you can see, that my artistic work is mischievous as well. One of the best things about fish is that they don't really take too much looking after, because with most of the animals, if you're going on holiday or whatever, you've got to spend money or get friend or whatever to look after them for you. Whereas if you've got fish,
You just gotta put the food in a dripper feed, which feeds them over the couple of weeks that you're away, and change the water every couple of months, and buy a few plants. So, other than the fact they keep dying, fish are reasonable pets in that they're low maintenance. Right. Okay. Still all works. Right, okay. So work has been done on this project whereby 25 euros is the expected sample. My information has come from our marketing manager here. So if we're looking to sell internationally, not just in Europe. We're looking at having the production costs limited to 12.5 euro per unit, and therefore making a profit margin of, well, not actually a profit margin, it's, because obviously you're going to have overheads and various other costs to take from that to give you your profit margin per unit. And so depending what the overhead costs are will determine how many units we're going to sell or projecting to sell at a point in time. So experience with remote control, first ideas, new remote. So I guess we're looking at having a discussion at this point in time to help you folks design our new model, as it were. So any thoughts?
Maybe from a certain amount of control is done to a little small, like a hundred pass. So maybe we can look at something with a as high as the middle function.
Okay, so basically we're looking for some we're looking for a device that is robust and therefore won't get damaged too easily. We're looking for a device that is what was the other thing you said there?
Sort of easy to use.
Easy to use.
Accessible.
Yes.
That's just easy to use and see.
And see. Okay.
Just check. Is this just a television remote? Because a lot of systems are kind of TV video combined now, TV DVD combined.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the most annoying things is having like five remotes in a house. So if you've got a combined system, it could be a combined remote. Or is it just the television that I'm supposed to do?
At least I'll get back to you on that. It seems to me sensible because, as you rightly said, there's nothing more annoying than having three or four devices littered about the about the room. And so, a device for all remotes.
One of the things we found from the market research is that people often get confused by the normal importance on them as well, because it's quite often lots and lots. And sometimes bits of remote controls defeat their own purpose because you're sat in the chair and the remote is somewhere else in the room. So whereas in the past you have to get up to change the channel, now you have to get up to sort of pick up the remote. So I don't we need to sort of maybe think about how
Which
moves around through.
that's
maybe something you
can
change to talk to a television.
Yeah. Now, in a sense, it's mutually exclusive. You can't have both the one device and then have few buttons on it. So, because you want simplicity as well. You want any idiot to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Whilst at the same time you want, as you rightly say, one remote for all. And so these are probably mutually exclusive options. And you could argue that experience of using devices and similar devices, as people get more and more used to using remotes, therefore they're more okay with handling them, therefore you can make them more complicated as time goes on.
Maybe we can have better instructions with the remotes, or we just even design the remote control itself for sort of the instructions that we come with.
Better instructions.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done some research about sort of, you know, what the cutting edge sort of handheld devices are, and a lot of them sort of use, you know, they're like mini laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that we could devise a system where you're basically sort of holding a miniature computer which is controlling all your sort of your television, your stereo. And where, you know, if you buy a new thing, then it's sort of, you can link it to that as well.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes before the end of the meeting, so we have to start winding up. Is there next meeting in 30 minutes? So, right, so we've got ID, the... Come on, hold on. What we're looking for. Right, so we've got functional. What happened to the.
I think that might back in the start. If you grab the kind of
slide
to the left and pull it down.
Sorry about that. Okay, so we've got working design for ID, the UID, the technical functions design, marketing, the user requirements specification, specific instructions sent to you by your personal coach. So, are we all clear what objectives we're looking to meet in the next 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll try and write up some minutes of this meeting. To give to you for the next meeting.
I'm not exactly clear on what would design the remote for. Is this a multifunctional one, or do we decide that ourselves as we go and work on it?
I think you just said at the start it was a television remote.
Television remote.
We should just consider that unless we get told otherwise.
That's true, because during the course of our day we might make decisions based on information or meetings that would change where we're going, but at this point in time I think you're right that so we make it just a TV. Okay. So we'll depart. We'll stay here and break off and I'll do minutes and I'll see you in half an hour.
Okay.
Okay.